Hello, tribe. I am doing a surprise live because somebody needs to celebrate, and that would be this bitch, because I just literally, that's why I've got my mic on, I look amazing. I just got through recording all, it's taken a week, but I have recorded every single video for No BS, the new version. So before anyone asks, I'm like Oprah. And you get an OBS, and you get an OBS. We're all getting OBS. So it will be released at the end of December, and it feels so good. I'm just going to tell you, I wanted to kind of give you guys a little bit of a peek into how I do things. So a few weeks ago, the coaches came, and we had been taking notes on all things No BS for probably a few months now. So we have been collecting y'all's comments, frequently asked questions. We watched September babies go through it. We did all kinds of stuff. And so they came to Nashville and we sat in comfy duty clothes with the cats in my dining room. And if y'all don't know, in my dining room, well, it's similar to this. I have one of these big glass boards, except it's two times bigger than that. And that is my dining room art because I want to make sure that when the team comes to town, we can work. So we have designed this house literally as P&B headquarters. And we went through and we figured out what is every single thing a tribe member would want to know. And then we grouped them and then we made lessons and then we wrote content for days. And then we went off to our own houses and then we wrote more content. So my job was to go through and make it pretty, put it in order, and then teach it in the videos. And so I just finished all of them. And the way that I like to do it so that it makes sense is I started at the very beginning on Monday and I started recording. And it started with the very first lesson in the orientation, which is commitment and like committing to the process and showing up for yourself and not quitting when it gets hard. Because as you all know, it's just going to be hard at times. There's no way that you take away your food crutch and it not feel difficult. There's no way that you learn new things and it not make your brain go crazy. So then I went into the planner. So for those of you who don't know, we have a course coming out on just the planner. So it won't be like the compelling reason and stuff won't be in No BS anymore. There's going to be a planner course that comes out and it's short and sweet. It teaches you how to use the pages. And then it goes into why do we ask powerful questions? What about that compelling reason? How do you find it? And does it change every day? And all of those things. So that will all be there. And then you move into No BS. And we came up with four distinct important phases for you guys. And so phase one is losing weight. It is all the things losing weight. And if you've listened to the four basics before and you've listened to No BS before, this is like all new stuff. Like it's the same concepts, but it includes everything that we have learned over the last 18 months since I initially rolled it out that just makes No BS even better. Like every single Q&A that I've done and I think learned really to teach it so much different this time is I've really like studied you guys and listened to every question you've ever asked me. And I know which ones you ask the most. So I know that these are the areas I need to explain more. And then so many times when we've done coaching, there has been like baby concepts, like a planned binge. There's so many baby concepts that have come out of our coaching sessions where you guys have problems with everything that's helped me really stage and set this up. And so the losing weight module, what all is even in there? That was days ago when I recorded it. But there's like, we go over the four basics. We also go over what to eat. We start talking about, like, we do a really good job of helping you guys really solve all of your food rules in this one. We go over food rules a lot. We talk about, we don't do a protocol anymore. We just really start talking about the concept of your food plan. Like, not your weekly plan, but, like, how do you conceptually think about, if I'm not going to be taking foods away from myself ever again and all foods are legal, technically, like when you think about it, like you probably are holding on to old food rules. If they're all going to be on there, how do you start choosing the ones that really fit into the life you want? And how do you start modifying it as you go along? So we included a lot of that. For all of you who are in maintenance or like halfway through the thing, you're going to listen to these and you're going to hear me talking not only to a beginner, but also to somebody who's inside the journey, inside the journey. And then we go into, we do a lot of BS we think in that module. So in the losing weight stuff, we talk about the mistakes from the get-go. I really focused in this no BS on getting you to the point to where you see the value in the mistakes, to not be afraid of them. But like literally, I have taught throughout the entire thing why the mistakes are so important, what they're doing for us. Like I didn't even realize how important mistakes were until I started fucking teaching it. And then as I kept teaching it, it was like the material started almost taking a life of its own. It was just, it like seriously for me, it's been amazing. We also talk about process problems versus me problems, which is something that came up in the last year that I started teaching about how do you separate out focusing on the process and removing all that self-judgment. You will see that self-judgment is a theme that we drum. I mean, God, I'm just beating it in you like a drum all the way throughout about how self-judgment does not compute when it comes to losing weight. So we're going to talk all about that. And then every single module, every single one of the like phases of No BS, so there's going to be four, they end with Corinne's best advice. I love these little videos because what I do is I tell you, all right, you've listened to these lessons, but if you don't do a damn thing, if you just do this, and if you just learned this one concept, get busy applying it. It's so good. I'm just so stupid proud of myself. Then phase two is probably, I am going to help you really understand how to do the model and how to do thought downloads and not be overwhelmed. Like seriously, I did such a good job of making it easy and tying it directly to weight loss. So I used weight loss models everywhere throughout this program, really showing you the power of them and making it to where you don't have to feel anymore like, oh, there's a right way to do it and a wrong way to do it. There isn't. I really like this earlier this year, I taught the model very differently in August to my August 3-day transformation weekend girls. And I loved it. And so I took everything that I learned there. There's a whole new graphic that goes with it where I'm teaching it different. All of that's in there. Let's see, what else did we do? So many good things. There's a whole module on how the model works for weight loss. It's like I give you this one model and we go line by line in each lesson about what those lessons are about. Hey, Rebecca, I've been thinking about you so much. I swear to God. I go line by line and I give you a weight loss model to use and we build it as we go through. We build an unintentional and an intentional. I think it's just really going to help you guys. Then the last part is all about owning your thinking. It's like, okay, how do I take control of it? How do I like be responsible for it? And so we're going to do watching your thoughts versus judging your thoughts. And what is the difference? And what does that look like? And then how do you try on new thoughts? Like, all right, like I really want to start believing new things. Do I need to believe new things? When am I ready to believe new things? All that stuff. Like it's all in there and explains how we're not just trying to feel better all the time. But most of the time, you don't even need a shiny brand new thought. You just need to know the one you have sucks. Moving on. So you're going to love it. And then the third phase, this is the phase that I've been recording since yesterday. And I spent extra time on it. It took me the longest to get through it. And it took me about a day and a half. But it is the overcoming overeating modules. And I am just going to tell you, like, this shit is legit. I mean, as I was teaching it, I was like, where the fuck was I back when I was losing weight? Shit. Could have like lost weight when I was 12 if I'd had all this. But we're going to talk about overeating is normal. And here's why. We're really going to like befriend our overeating. And not in a way where we're like overeating and sweeping it under the rug, but using it as our path to success. And I teach you how to do that. I talk all about that brain for all my science lovers, all you girls that are like, all up in, like, give me the brain science, Corinne. Tell me how my brain's working. I really explain what the fuck's going on in our head so you can release that something's wrong with you. Like, I lay it out in two different lessons, how your brain's working and how you probably got to where you are with your thinking about food and why it's not a big fucking deal. It just gives you some relief and knowing, well, this must be why I think this. And then we're going to talk about why it's so easy to overeat. And what do you do if you're a binge eater? Is there a difference? Then we go into all about what to do with urges, cravings, and being tempted. There are lessons on what is the difference between an urge and a craving? Is there a difference and are they treated differently? We talk about what to do before an urge, like how do I know what's coming? How do I think about it? What should I be doing? And then what do I do after an urge? Whether you eat through it or you don't eat through it. Really, some really good stuff. I did a lot of research on urges and stuff, and I put all of it into this. I'm super proud of the work that you're going to get all on just the urges, because I know that that is a big thing. Like understanding how your brain gets triggered to want to eat something and why at some points in the day you're stronger and other points you're not as strong. And what do you do about that? We talk also a lot about what are the things that come up for us, the most common things that are like that trigger us to want to eat food. And then I go into tips, tricks, and hacks for stopping overeating. I collected about 7 of the best pattern interrupts for us when it comes to our urges. And I put them in here to teach them so that you guys could really like have something where like, okay, I'm going to try this today. Now that I know it's not a big deal, I'm going to be more willing to try things. And then I went into the last module, which is 20 to life. 20 to life is finally, I literally said it in the video a while ago. And I swear I cried when I did it. I had to reshoot it. But I was like, any program that won't teach you how to keep your weight off is probably a program that's not trying to help you keep your weight off. And for a long time, we have helped our maintenance girls and we have had the Queen's Club and we've talked about stuff. But I was like, we are going to have a maintenance program. We have too many people losing their weight who need some help. So I have, like, it was a year ago, literally a year ago. And some of the Queen's Club members might remember, we asked you guys, what comes up for you? Like, what do you want to know? What do you want in a maintenance program? We never threw those notes away. We've had them for a year and we included them in here. The most important things you guys need. So phase one, or the first module of the losing weight or the 20 to life, it's about, it's called the final countdown. And I actually sung the final countdown in the video. I could not resist myself. You will all know that I'm not a good singer. I'm a better crier than I am a singer. But we talk about weight loss stalls and plateaus. I define them. What are they? Are you really on one and what to do? We talk about, is the last 20 hard and slow? The thought process behind the last 20 pounds. How do you make it easier? What do you do during those 20 pounds? Is it different? We talk about how do you determine your maintenance range? How do you get comfortable with having a maintenance range? Fine-tuning your eating during that time. We want to make sure that you like understand, like, you know, are there any difference in the basics when you're on the last 20 or not? It's more about that fine-tuning than it is about, oh, there's like an extra basic. There's not an, well, there is a fifth basic. If, since you're all tribe members, I can tell you the fifth basic is the boom boom. It's a long joke. We've always joked around since one of our camps where somebody asked about the fifth basic. And I was like coaching somebody on sex. And I was like, oh, that, you know, that's the fifth basic. Ever since then, it's been our mystery fifth. Then the next module is we start talking about, yay, I hit my goal weight. Now what do I do? And in that one, we talk about how the basics apply to maintenance, other people's opinions about your weight loss, because everybody's got one, just like everybody's got an asshole. And then we talk about clothes. Like, one of the biggest things that people asked about is, should I throw away my clothes or not? And so I coach you on the clothes, and we have a really good lesson on this. this is all coming out end of December, everyone. This is, I just finished recording No BS, and I'm so stupid excited that I am going live to talk about finishing it because I want my dopamine hit. This is it. You guys are my snack. So, and then the last module is covering maintenance life. So once you have lost the weight, we're going to help you get over the fear of regaining your weight and why you don't need to be afraid, what to do about body bashing thoughts and, oh my God, loose skin and all the things that come along with, like, this is the body I have. It may not be what I thought it would be. What do I do? And then the last part is you'll never be perfect, and that's okay. I talk a lot about what do you do when you, you know, very often when you're in maintenance, it doesn't take much of like being off plan a couple days or going on vacation or something, scale creeps up and you start getting terrified that somehow you've become an idiot and you are right back to day one. Like, this is a real thing in maintenance. Or for anybody that has experienced success in weight loss, you lose like half your weight. And then you have a few days like in the holidays. And then suddenly it's like, oh my God, I don't know how to get restarted. It's like all of a sudden you just become a fool. That module is really good for that. And then the very last lesson is setting a new goal. There is a mourning period when you have lost all of your weight. And there are some things you need to know about when you're not going to work on your weight anymore, what's left, and really going after what's next. And how do you get confident enough to go after something else and not just start eating again through it? So it's very comprehensive. So stupid proud of it. And I recorded it all in order so that as I recorded, it was fresh in my mind. I was determined it would be done by Friday. It was just like, Everybody give me like a thumb or a heart or whatever you want to give me. I came in early. I made myself sit and do the work. And I still went to bed every night and I did not miss a single workout and I didn't overeat and we didn't go out drinking. Seriously, this might be a banner week. Somehow, maybe it was all this preaching I was doing in No BS. I got, you know, just got through my week. So I'm a day early, which means tomorrow I get to study on some stuff that I'm wanting to include in the No BS when it comes. Like, I have to start reviewing worksheets. The coaches are working on your worksheets. We are only including worksheets that we, like I told them, do not include any bullshit that won't help them. Like, they need to know this will help you lose weight. And when they finish, they understand, holy fuck, this is why she's having us do it, because this is going to help me lose weight. Like, that literally is our motto for 2020. Everything that we do for you guys, I have challenged the team, like anything you say you want to do, any video, every sentence that goes in the massive action line, everything we do, they better be like, I'm listening because I know this is going to help me lose weight. Like, I want it to be that direct and in your face. I want it easily to be consumed. I want you guys to just feel like, I would never leave because if nothing else, this is the Google of weight loss. Everything I would ever want is right here. Like, I just want you to feel like when you're in PNP, that you feel like you get all the help you need, that you know everything you need to know, that you can get any question asked. If we don't have it, you're like, I think we might need this, whatever it is. Seriously, I am on fire for 2020. I am really ready. I've been working on my own personal vision stuff. I've been working on my own thought work, really getting myself ready to just light it like a fucking Roman candle this year. So I hope that if you thought it was good already, you won't even believe what it's fixing to be. And I'm not joking. Does anybody have any questions? I couldn't really read as I was going through this. The only thing I could tell was somebody was asking. So No BS is going to be releasing at the end of the month. I don't have an exact date yet. So I've got all the video done. Now we have to start. The videos are edited. I edit as I go. I am my editor. But the audio stuff has to get done by Chris. So he will make sure that the audio sounds really good. I use a mic and everything, but we run it through some processes. And then we have to start loading all the things, and we are creating the worksheets, and we're going to have a new feelings wheel. We just have some new things for you guys so that you're like, shit. And then, oh, somebody asked, do we have a new coach? We do. MJ Sharifi is our new coach. So a few weeks ago, I put out a call to the PNP world and just said, if you're interested in coaching for us, here are the 18 things you have to do in order to be considered. It literally was 18. I think it was 18 things. And so what we had is we just had everybody send us videos and all kinds of stuff to, like, I just wanted to see what they would be like as a coach before we even hired a coach. So she is officially on board. She is working in the Facebook group and doing some Ask Coaches and that kind of stuff. And if y'all don't know, MJ joined about 2 years ago, and she's done the DB Don't Stop Believing 2 times with me. She is going to be the official coach for Don't Stop Believing because she became a runner through that race and has been a runner since and done all kinds of stuff. She's lost about 80 pounds in PNP. She's got Gorgeois girls and just a little kick in the ass, just like me. She's got that Southern sass working on her. But yeah, she just started on Monday. So you'll start seeing her do some Q&As in 2020. Right now, she's just really working on doing a lot of Ask Coaches and things like that and kind of learning what we do behind the scenes. And she also, so she will be the head coach for Don't Stop Believing, which will start February 1. That's when we do the official small group training that's, you know, in the Facebook group. I will be doing some lives. She will be doing a lot of coaching. We have our custom written program just for PNP for the 5K, 10K, and half marathon that Jill Angie of Not Your Average Runner, which she did. And it's going to be a lot of fun. And we've hired a race team to come in this year and make it even more legit. And we have an event team who's going to make it beautiful. So it's like, it's a special race to begin with because you do an out and back. So you're running and like you're running with and against all your PNP sisters the whole time. So it's just a ton of encouragement, and it's on a greenway. So there's no cars. It's just really nice, and it's next May. So if you're thinking about Don't Stop Believing, go ahead and get signed up because we're going to be, rocking and rolling February 1 for that. Does Don't Stop Believing have a limit of 500? And I don't know don't ask me how many signed up. I have not checked. Let me see if anybody asked another question. I need to put a Roman candle in the middle of my vision board. That's funny. All right. I think that's all the questions. Any other questions? Because it's not as hot, Tammy, in May as it is in June. And June is when we've been doing it. We've backed it up about 3 weeks three or 4 weeks than we normally do it. And it's a lot cooler the weekend we're doing. Nashville's one of them weird places where it will be like literally in the 60s in May, and then June will hit and we will be in the high 80s. I mean, like we just boom and we're done. I mean, we just don't have a spring and we don't have a fall anymore. Like we just went to cold. I don't even remember fall. Well, Don't Stop Believing ever be moved. You mean I'm in Memphis. Oh, I don't know. What do you mean, will it be ever be moved? It will always be in Nashville. I mean, well, as far as I'm concerned, it will always be in Nashville. But it will be in May. Just by the reason why it's in May is because of the way we have our camps set up. So our camps are April and October. And so we try to give them a little bit of breath between our events. It's getting harder because we have so many of them now. But I will tell you guys, in the middle of December, I believe on the 15th or 16th, I'm not 100% sure, we're opening the doors. I have to get off here soon because Coach Betsy's going to be mad at me because I'm taking over her Q&A. She has a Gift of Fat Q&A starting at 5 o'clock over in Zoom. So I don't want to steal her thunder. But we have, what was I even saying? Oh, we're going to have a July camp. We're adding a third one. April is sold out, or we have 12 spots. We have some kind of math error going on our spreadsheet. Chris is still working it out. We may have 12 spots left, but do not sit there and make me swear on a Bible, because until Chris does the math, I can't promise it. But we're opening it up in December because we have newbies joining in January, and our newbies tend to like fill up a lot of our camps. So we're adding a July one, and we're going to let you guys sign up for it. For those of you who can't really do them during the school year, we're going to let you guys sign up first. So we're basically, we're going to have our camps left. April's pretty much sold out. DSB starting February. We still have Kathy's relationship weekend with me and her, where we're going to like do all things relationship transformation. It's up, and I think that's it. Camps, DSB, and that. So you can go to pnptribe.com, go to the events, live events, and you can see everything we have. Somebody said, where was the notification of the call out for coaches and the 18 things? It went out in email, Laurie. It was sent to all tribe members. So every single tribe member got the email. How did the boob job turn out for you? I'm all healed. I'm almost happy with the results. I've got like this boob is still trying to drop. It's like still riding high. It's dropped about halfway now. Before it was like way up in my throat. It felt like it wasn't in my throat, but it was way high. But it literally was like this boob just dropped immediately. And this one was like, no, I kind of like being up here. So I'm still waiting on this one to drop, but I like them. They're nice. And I mean, you can see every time I was talking about them, I just start massaging them. They always tell me massage them and they'll drop faster. So every time anybody asks me, I'm like, I just go for them. But, I like them. They're mushy, which is neat because my other ones weren't mushy. So that's kind of cool. And I actually, because they're smaller, I can work out better. I've already noticed a difference there. And like when I do like my tricep work and stuff, they're not in the way. So I'm not like, you know, like rubbing all over me and stuff. What's my definition of cold? Pfft, not much. Like below 50. All right, I'm going to get off here so Coach Betsy can have her her moment over there in Zoom. So if you have gift of fat questions, and guys, you want some answers on just all things, like anything you're, like if you have any problems with hunger scale right now or your food plan or anything, y'all go on over there and ask her questions. She's a master at that stuff. Oh, any idea when the new No BS workbook will be available? We will not have a new workbook for that one. What we are doing this time, guys, is we are going to not have a workbook with like lots of words and stuff in it, but each lesson that has a worksheet, the worksheet will be there so that you can print it if you want to do that worksheet. And then we will have them all compiled. So if you just want to say like, girl, I'm all in, I want to do every worksheet you offer me, we'll have them all in one file so that you can just print them all off if you want to. But we're not going to do a workbook this time that we have to order and all that kind of stuff. We just want everybody to be able to start No BS the second they get it. So that's what we're going to do. I need to do No BS again. Track my data for 3 months and like 75% doing all the things. You can either do No BS again or you can just start tracking and pick one of those things. Like one of those things that you're not doing 100% and put your goal for the next 2 weeks or so and say, I will do this one thing 100%. And let the other ones just go on autopilot like where they're at. You could always do that. Okay, y'all enjoy Gift of Fat over there with Betsy in Zoom for the Q&A. And I am actually having a meeting right after that with some of the groups that have strong accountability leaders, and we are brainstorming a brand new accountability pairing up system for 2020 also. The goodies never stop here at the PNP. All right. Cheers. Peach Perrier. I'll talk to you guys later. Bye, y'all.